is going to make, they're going to claim that I'm the biggest spender in history, and that this is a phony deal of Johnson's. And I cut Kennedy's, but I don't want to keep it cut, and I don't want a bunch of carryovers coming in there in July and August and September, October, that we can prevent. So you just make that special project, a real smart guy, even if you got trouble cutting it thin, and get all of it spent that you can. That helps our economy now, speed it up. It'll warm it up a little bit, and same time, I won't be getting it hitting me in September and October.
I'll go right to work on it.
And I've got Bob McNamara doing the same thing, and he says that he can practically do whatever the budget wants done.
If you'll keep me out of jail, I'll go right up to three days instead of 3 weeks.
You go up to 3 days, and then we'll have things going pretty good by June 30th. And then, you see, I come in with a pretty good amount of yours by then. You're 4-4 this year, and what are you next year?
5-3-0-4 plus the supplemental of 141, if they give it all. And just between you and me, I'm guessing that they're going to cut between the supplemental and the other about $300 million. And that this is going to be something you and I and the budget director and maybe sometime you and I and Bob McNamara ought to talk a little bit about this, because we need, I think, if we get as much as $300 million cut, I think we need to look very hard at where you want to go with the program.
All right.
Have you got just 1 minute for me to say what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I've got a minute, but I got works waiting on me, and I've got to have my lunch and go and catch a 3 o'clock plane. So.
I won't stop you. Goodbye.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye.
You.
I'll go to work.